Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. We are at Loeb Stadium, Lafayette, Indiana. This stadium is plush. I tell you what, they built this stadium. They tore down the one pre-existing. That pre-existing stadium started in action in 1940. 1940, Loeb Stadium is named after Solomon Loeb. The gentleman has his stadium named after him. They tore it down a couple of years ago. They rebuilt it. It looks pretty plush right here. And a pretty good seat behind home plate. And it is a very blustery evening. But, you know, without a doubt, both these schools wanting to play baseball. It's going to start out right here with the temperatures probably lower than 45 degrees. The wind's blowing. The wind is blowing straight out to center field. The umpires are on hand. I am familiar with both umpires. They are true men. They'll do a fine job. Behind home plate is Dan Adams. Doing the bases is Phil Nitero. They are most instrumental with each other. They are good friends. They call a good baseball game, and they know where to be at the time to be there. We'll also mention competing in this ball game, Clinton Central Bulldogs going against Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention Central Catholic has already had their infield practice. Clinton Central working on the diamond right now. They're hitting to the outfield. They're hitting the cutoffs. They're going to third base. Got to mention both these coaches. Both of these coaches, very nice, working with Putney in Sports. Central Catholic Bulldogs head coach is Andrew Quinn. What a kind gentleman, along with Lafayette Central Catholic head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Pretty good group of guys. You know, they got a good group in front of them. Should be a good ball game. We're going to mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about a year ago. Clinton Central Bulldogs, they went 16-12. They were 8-8, finished sixth place in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. That's a conference of nine teams. We'll mention a Central Catholic, I should say Clinton Central, finished 9-3 at home, 4-8 away, and 3-1 on a neutral field. This is going to be game number one for Clinton Central. Same as it will be for Lafayette Central Catholic. We're at Loeb Stadium. We'll mention Clinton Central Bulldogs have a school enrollment of 277. They are Class 1A, Sectional 54. There are six in their sectional. It will happen at Frontier High School. In their sectional will be themselves, Clinton Central, Frontier, Rossville, Sheridan, South Newton, and Tri-County. The principal at Clinton Central High School is Brad Smith. The athletic director is Charles Roberts. And the athletic secretary is Diana Crum. Say what, that athletic department most instrumental for putting me in sports. About 36 hours ago, we set out to capture, get ready for this ballgame, making notes for Clinton Central. They were on spring break last week. We had to wait till this week. It's all working out just fine. We'll let you know Clinton Central High School is located at 815 State Road 29, Michigantown, Indiana, 46057. You can reach them by dialing 765-249-2255. On the web, it's ClintonCentralBulldogs.com. On Twitter, at CC Athletic Department, DEPT. We'll mention they wear the colors, Kelly Green and White. They're in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. As mentioned, there are nine teams in the Hoosier Heartland, and they are alphabetically Carroll, that's out of Florida, Carroll Cougars, Clinton Central Bulldogs, Clinton Prairie Gophers, Delphi Oracles, Eastern Comets, Rossville Hornets, Sheridan Blackhawks, Taylor Titans, and the Tri-Central Trojans. The head coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs baseball team is Coach Andrew Quinn. We'll mention they got a game coming up. We're not going to mention that. Not quite sure it's exactly the one coming up. But we'll let you know they do have a Hoosier Heartland Conference doubleheader coming up just around the corner on April 16th. They'll go against Sheridan. That'll be a doubleheader on 4-16. It'll be a 10 o'clock and a noon start. And that will happen at Sheridan High School. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights school enrollment, 287. They'll participate in Class 2A, Sectional 38. There are six in that sectional. Their sectional will take place at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. In their sectional, alphabetically, is Clinton Prairie, Delphi Community, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, Seeger, and Western Boone. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. Coach Bourdonnais, also an 87 graduate from Central Catholic High School. We'll let you know that Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone, 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. We'll mention you can get them on Twitter. It's at @LCC_athletics. We'll mention they wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East and a West Division with 5 teams in each division. We'll mention in the East Division, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West Division, Central Catholic, Benton Central, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. We'll remind you, the head coach of Lafayette Central Catholic Knights is Tim Bourdonnais. He'll wear number 1 on his back. He has assistant coaches, 4 of them. They are numerically number 4, David Scarrett. Wearing number 6, Ryan Johnson. Number 26, Fred Rogers. And number 44, John Anthrop. We'll let you know the next game on the agenda for Central Catholic, just a couple of days away. It'll be Thursday, the 31st of March. Lafayette Jeff will do battle with Lafayette Central Catholic. That'll happen at Central Catholic. It's scheduled to start at 6 p.m. As mentioned, we are at Loeb Stadium. Loeb Stadium, their location is 1915 Scott Street. Lafayette, Indiana, 47904. They say capacity here is 3,500. As mentioned, this facility, not this particular facility, but Loeb Stadium got its start in 1940. And as mentioned, it was named after Solomon Loeb. And we'll mention it was it's owned by American Structure Point. It started out as Columbian Park Recreational Center. That was from 1940 to 1971. This new stadium took action last year. I'll tell you what, got a few dates here. I think it was close to June of 2021. They have the new Loeb Stadium. It is rocking, I'll tell you that. They're going to have a coaches meeting at home plate. Dan Adams is going to stand behind the plate. Phil Matero standing in front of him with his back to the center field wall. Couple of baseballs delivered. We'll go ahead and mention the starting lineups. Batting for Clinton Central, they'll do up in the top of the first inning. We'll mention playing center field, he'll wear number 13. Batting first is Caleb Houston. Batting second, he's the left fielder, wears number 10, Matt Harker. Batting third, he'll do the pitching, number 6, Owen Coker. Batting fourth, he'll play third base, number 32, Brock Martin. Doing the catching, he'll wear number 12. He'll bat in the fifth position. That's Cole Davison. playing shortstop position. Number three, batting sixth, is Carson O'Brien. Batting seventh, the right fielder, where's number 21, Ethan Walker. Batting eighth, he'll play first base, he wears number 25, Daniel Holson. And batting ninth, he'll wear number 11, he'll play second base, Clayton Stevens. We'll mention Central Catholic, going to start with three seniors, two juniors, and four freshmen. They're getting ready for the national anthem. They'll take the field pretty close here. Trent and Chitra are going to come out and occupy the third baseline. So that's how they'll start out batting in this contest. Central Catholic will be in the field. We're mentioning in the field for Central Catholic. The catcher is going to be Jackson Kane. He'll wear number three. His battery partner, number 33, Bryn Robbins, he'll do the pitching. At first base, number 32, Justin Brady. At second base, number 12, Owen Munn. At shortstop, 24, that's Evan Jeanhart. Third base, number 7, Ryan Schumer. In left field, number 25, Carter Johnson. In center field, number 14, Tyler Fox. He'll be batted for by number 16, T.J. Bell. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Stand for our national anthem. We're going to set this down. That's our national anthem. We'll mention this game is being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, Indiana. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Frankfurt, Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Deli. Larson and Sons, Target Sports, Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. Take that back. Central Catholic going to bat first. Knight's going to bat first. Central Clinton Central are going to take the field. They're going to wear the dark uniforms. Central Catholic going to wear the light gray. We'll mention the lineup, batting lineup for Central Catholic will be like this. They'll play second base. Where's number 12? First batter in the lineup will be Owen Munn. Playing left field, number 25, second batter for Central Catholic, Carter Johnson. Batting third, playing third base, wearing number 7, Ryan Schumer. Batting fourth, he'll be the DH. He will bat in place of defensive player Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox wears number 14. T.J. Bell will be the batter. He'll wear 16. Batting fifth for Central Catholic, first baseman, number 32, Justin Brady. Batting sixth for the Knights, playing catcher, number 3, Jackson Kane. Batting seventh, he'll play right field. He'll wear number 20, Caden Minnick. Batting eighth, he'll play shortstop. He'll wear number 24, that's Evan Jeanhart. And batting ninth, he'll do the pitching, number 33, Bryn Robbins. So Clinton Central out on the field. They're wearing the dark, they're wearing the green uniforms right there. They're wearing the Kelly green. They're wearing the white pants. Dark green stirrups. Not everyone showing their stirrups. We'll mention the pitcher, Owen Coker. He's sporting those stirrups. He's going to throw a curveball right here. He's getting warmed up with his catcher, Cole Davidson. Dan Adams taking some looks at these pitches. Nobody at the plate. He's getting used to it. That wind blowing out, it's gusting, probably close to 30 miles per hour. We'll mention they're going to play on a surface that's synthetic field turf. That's the whole surface. I got to mention, this dirt, representing dirt here in the infield and around the foul territory area. So while it looks pretty synthetic, it looks like dirt. A lot of times you see a darker dirt, like they have at Grand Park. Right here, it looks just like dirt. Looks well done. We'll mention that the green grass that it's representing goes straight out from home plate, straight out to center field. It's got some big stripes in the outfield, got twice as many stripes on the infield. They go light, dark, light, dark. It's a beautiful facility. Looking forward to playing at Kokomo Municipal Stadium. The Knights will play there on April 9th. They'll have a doubleheader. They'll play Fishers, and then they'll turn around and play Noblesville. So they walk out to the diamond. They throw the ball around. They're going to put it back in the glove of Owen Coker. He's a little tap on the glove right there. Second baseman, Clayton Stevens. Shortstop, Carson O'Brien. Doing the catching is Cole Davison. At first base, Daniel Holton. Second base, Clayton Stevens. Shortstop, Carson O'Brien. Third base, Brock Martin. Getting ready for first pitch. Stepping in, Owen Munn. Here's the first release. Swung on. Going to go up the middle. Going to go base hit just wide of second base glove to the right side, Clayton Stevens. To get ahead of first batter, first pitch. He's aboard. That's Owen Munn. Stepping in the back for the Knights. Going to be number 25, left fielder, Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter. Good look at third base. Look for some signals. Very few given, if any. Pretty good lead there at first base. Owen Munn working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. That's Owen Coker. Pickoff move, first base. He steps behind the rubber, face to first. Working in the B position right there, umpire, is Phil Nocero. Phil Nocero has done sectional, regional, semi-state. First pitch outside. Strike called. Outside edge, count goes 0-1. He'll step back in. A little bit of a close stance for Carter Johnson. He'll open it up now. He'll close it on their approach. Working from the stretch, Coker. Here comes the delivery. Taking off for second base, Owen Munn. Throw going to bounce one time. Going to be taken off the glove. He's safe at second base. Pretty good effort right there. Carson O'Brien fielded that on a hop. Put the tag on him, but Owen Munn is safe at second. Nobody out, top of the first inning. Stepping back in, one ball, one strike. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter. Working from the stretch, looking at second base a couple of times. Here comes the delivery. Swung on, foul ball, left side. He's going to go float out of play. Right here in the area that you can sit around, tell some stories. Tabletops, high chairs right there. Pretty good effort. I tell you what, they'll have to track that ball down. Not a lot of folks on hand. It is chilly, but a good day for baseball every day. The sun's shining. Here comes the pitch. High for ball. Count goes even at 2-2. Hovering around second base right there is second baseman, Clayton Stevens. Stevens wearing that red glove. Working from the stretch, Owen Coker. He'll appear at second twice. Here comes the delivery. The 2-2. Swung on. Ground ball right inside the third baseline. Going to go in foul territory. It's a fair ball. Going to stand up double. He's thinking about going to third base. He's going to go to second. Throw not going to come in there. And Carter Johnson picks up a bases clearing triple. Owen Munn, the only man on base. First triple I'd seen in probably 3 years doing Central Catholic Knights baseball. I got to mention, Coach Bordenay, when he played for Central Catholic, his senior year, now this came from his dad. His dad told me this story. Coach Bordenay, his senior season, hit 10 triples on the season. That's remarkable. Here comes the first pitch. Third batter in the lineup with a foul back out of play. That's Ryan Schumer. Standing on third base right there, Carter Johnson took a 2-2 pitch, triple, down the left field line. It was right inside third base. Difficult to handle. Not really a play for Brock Martin. Fouled out of play, 0-1 count. Schumer, left-handed batter. Here comes the delivery from Coker. Just high, a ball. Count goes even at 1-1. On deck, getting ready to bat, number 16, T.J. Bell, is the DH in this contest, batting for center fielder Tyler Fox. Here comes the delivery from Coker. Swung on, foul ball. Slicing foul right there by the first baseman's glove. Pretty high rocket standing right there at first base. Working there as a coach, Ryan Johnson. His number cannot be seen. He's got the heavy coat on. We'll mention Coach Tim Borden, full gear right there. He's got just a regular lineup. He's ready to play. He don't have a coat on. So stepping back in, Ryan Schumer. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Top of the first inning. Here's the set for Coker. Here's the delivery. Inside, tight enough, it got the back of his jersey. Hit by pitch, he'll jog down to first base. Runners on the corner for the Knights. Stepping into bat for Lafayette Central Catholic. He's number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell's going to step in. 5'11", 210. He's a junior class member. He worked the feet pretty much straight away, straight back at Owen Coker. Owen Coker going to step on, step back off. Peering in, looking at signals. His catcher, Cole Davidson. Runners on the corners. Schumer at first base. Carter Johnson at third. Here's the set, now the delivery from Coker. Inside, mighty guy, mighty crazy uniform. They're going to say no. It was tight to stay in the box. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Working from the stretch. Set position. Owen Coker taking off for second base. They're going to fake a throw to second base. No throw to second. Going to slide on that synthetic turf. When you slide on that turf, it'll take you. Your momentum will take you farther than you would really like to go. He had to grab hold of the base right there. That was Ryan Schumer. Runners at second and third. One ball, one strike. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Working from the set, here's the delivery from Coker. High and tight, swung and missed. Pretty tight, pretty much a jam pitch right here. Well done by Coker. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Stepping out of the box, looking for signals. No signals given. One run in. Owen Munn, base hit, got himself aboard, stole second, was knocked in by a triple from Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson still standing at third base. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to T.J. Bell, swinging a miss. Curveball broke outside. He'll jog back to the dugout. He'll get some knuckles. Next batter, Justin Brady's going to step in, left-handed batter. Justin Brady's wearing 32. He'll play first base. Pretty much a straightaway stance for Brady. Still runners at second and third. There's one out. We're in the top of the first inning. We're at Loeb Stadium, Lafayette, Indiana. This stadium pretty much made available for any school in Lafayette. Just gotta reserve it and get okayed. Gonna be popped over to third baseman. Excuse me, shortstop head. Gonna float one bomb, one bounce to left field. Coming in to score, going to be two scores. It's going to be Carter Johnson in to score and Ryan Schumer. It's going to be a base hit to left field. Floated in, one hop the glove, and in the glove of Matt Harker. Runner at first base, Justin Brady with two RBI. 3-0 contest, top of the first inning. Stepping into bat, the catcher for Central Catholic. Number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, a true freshman. Here comes the pitch. High for ball one. Jackson Kane likes to have that white towel. It's right out of his back right pocket. He is the catcher. You know, he'll use that during the game. But you know, why put it inside? Why take it out? Just leave it where it's at. It's working from the set. Owen Coker, delivery. Swung on, swinging a miss. One ball, one strike. On deck for Central Catholic, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick got a lot of playing time in the scrimmage versus Brebeuf. For a buff, I tell you what, they started out a pretty good pitcher. They had a gun on him upstairs. He was throwing 94, 96. Pitch comes in. Throw to second base on the steal attempt, and he's safe. Credit the steal right there, Justin Brady. Count goes 1-2. Stepping back in, straightaway stance. Right there for Jackson Kane. Working from the set, Owen Coker. You look at second, here comes the delivery. Swung on, swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. Two outs here in the top of the first. They've both gone down on strikes. Stepping into bat, left-handed batter, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick steps in, 5'11", 155, a sophomore. Left-handed swinger, here we go. Going to be a pickoff move at second base. He'll pirouette. He'll fake the throw to second. Getting back safely is Brady. One runner on the diamond for the Knights. He's at second base. That's Justin Brady. Working from the set, Coker delivers to Minnick. He'll foul one out of play, left side, way back out of play. He'll watch it in the proximity. Step out of the box. No balls, one strike. Two outs. Top of the first inning. The step back to your rubber. Number 6, Owen Coker. Owen Coker steps in. Works from the set. Now set position. Here comes the delivery. Outside edge. Strike called. Pretty good pitch right there. Painted a very good corner. It's number 6, Owen Coker, the pitcher for Clinton Central Gophers. He'll work from the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Here comes the delivery. The 0-2. Low for a ball. Pretty good eye right there at the plate. Number 20, Caden Minnick. 1-2. 3 runs in. We're at the top of the first. Here comes the set. The pitch from Coker. Backdoor curveball. Took a little bit off of this, up the velocity there. Stayed outside. 2. Count goes even at 2-2, 2 outs. Top of the first, 3 runs in for Central Catholic. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll foul one left side. It'll float out of play. Giving it a legitimate run, the left fielder, Matt Harker. Put a new ball in play. They'll get another one ready. They're going to deliver this to home plate catcher, Cole Davison. He'll hand that to Mr. Dan Adams. Say what, Dan Adams runs a classroom. I tell you what, he's an umpire aficionado. I attend his class. It is well worth it. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Going to be fielded by the pitcher. Right up the middle, he grubs it. That's Coker. He throws on to first base. Daniel Holton gets the put out. 3 outs in the top of the first inning. Central Catholic, 3 runs on the board. 3 hits, no errors committed by Clinton Central. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, at the Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Working on the hill right here, stepping to the rubber, getting some practice tosses. That's number 33, Bryn Robbins. Working with his catcher right here is Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane wears number 3. At first base for the Knights, number 32, Justin Brady. At second base, number 12, Owen Munn. At shortstop, number 24, Evan Deanhart. At third base, number 7, Ryan Schumer. In left field, number 25, Carter Johnson. In center field, number 14, Tyler Fox. And in right field, number 20, Cade Minnick hit some warm-up tosses right there. We're getting ready to see coming up to the plate. It's going to be Caleb Houston, Matt Harker, and Owen Coker. Going to step to the plate. Going to start with a senior, junior. Working some throws right there. A lot of guys out of the dugout taking some swings right there. Four of them for Clinton Central. So what I used to play against Clinton Central in football, it was always a good game. We were both 1A schools then. I did go to Hamilton Heights. I do remember Mike Quick. Mike Quick, a pretty good friend of a good friend of mine, Craig Hartwick. Craig Hartwick moved over to Hamilton Heights. I think it was his eighth grade year. And Craig Hartwick, pretty good football player. Played some baseball over there for Hamilton Heights. And he's also pretty good friends with Mike Quick. Mike Quick, pretty good football coach in his own right. So stepping into bat, we're going to see the one hitter playing center field, number 13, Caleb Houston, right-handed batter, facing a right-handed pitcher, 33, Bren Robbins, working from the windup, both feet on the rubber. Here's the first pitch. Low for ball one. So what, you're not going to get any better umpires for this game than the two you have right here, Dan Adams and Phil Nocero. Here comes the second pitch from Robbins. Swung on, foul ball, pulled it severely to the third base dugout. It's occupied by Clinton Central. That ball went right in the left side, that left gate. Pulled it severely. Count goes 1-1. Stepping back in, Caleb Houston. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's a delivery from Robbins. Outside of ball. Trying to work that frame, Jackson Kane. If you're going to work the frame, you pretty much got to do that with your wrist. About the time you move your forearm, that home plate umpire already knows, and you know it too, that it's a ball. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Right-handed batter, center fielder, Caleb Houston, batting in the bottom of the first inning. First batter in the lineup, peering in, Bren Robbins. Finds a signal. Here comes the delivery. The 2-2. Swung on. He'll foul one out of play right side. It'll land right there on top of the concession stand. Tell you what, pretty good ballpark. Pretty good ballpark to get batting practice. You know the batting practice took precedence over this ball game. Pretty much. You just had to wait till they were done with practice. Pretty much started on time. About a 6:30 start. Swing and a miss. Can be dropped third. Could take off a first base, could be tagged in the left-hand or the right-handed batter's box by Kane. There's one out. So one out, second batter going to step in for the Clinton Central Bulldogs. That's number 10, Matt Harker. He's playing left field. He's got that under sweatshirt on. He's got the hat kind of out the back of his jersey. And I believe I would, too, that sweatshirt. Here comes the delivery from Robbins. Strike called. Top of the zone. Outside edge. Called strike. Count goes 0-1. Matt Harker steps back in. Right-handed batter. Bren Robbins looking in. Here comes his delivery. Out of the windup. Outside. Ball one. One ball. One strike. Clinton Central Bulldogs. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Peering in. Looking at signals. Here comes the delivery. To Harker. Low for a ball. Count goes two balls, one strike. There's one out. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Central Catholic came up with three in the top of the first. There comes a wind and delivery from Robbins. Low for a ball. Pretty good effort there. Jackson King trying to raise that pitch just a little bit. That's probably a little bit easier to raise the pitch than it would be to frame it from right to left. Here comes the delivery from Robbins. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Straightaway stance. Two hitter, number 10, Matt Harker. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball four. Take that back. He's going to call it outside edge. Outside edge, strike three, two outs in the inning. Stepping into bat, we're going to see the pitcher. He wears number 6, Owen Coker. Owen Coker, he's a junior class member. I got to mention, Coach Andrew Quinn sent me the lineup. He even let me know phonically how to pronounce a couple of his names. That is quite nice of Coach Quinn. First pitch, outside of ball, left-handed batter, Owen Coker. Owen Coker steps back in. Maybe a switch hitter. We don't know. He's pitching righty. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Ball gets slightly behind Jackson King to the imitation grass. He'll pick it up. 1-1. Stepping back to the rubber, Bren Robbins. Where's number 33? Got some pitching duties a year ago. Not a whole lot. Pitch comes in outside a ball. 2-1. Stepping in, Owen Coker. Bren Robbins played a good outfield position. He made catches that were pretty spectacular along the way. Inside ball, strike call, I should say. Owen Coker watches strike 2 go by. Count goes even at 2-2. 2-2, 2 outs. Here comes a whine in delivery from Bren Robbins. Swing and a miss, breaking pitch. They'll go down on strikes. They'll throw to first base customarily. And Clinton Central will go down 3 in a row. We'll mention they'll come to the, they'll go to the field. They'll play top of the first inning, excuse me, top of the second inning. At the end of 1, Central Catholic 3, Clinton Central 0. We'll also mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil boys, Central Catholic boys, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can ask about the local gun range for safe practice shooting. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. They throw one down, leaves a hand of catcher Cole Davidson. I'll throw it around the lineup. I'll put it back in the glove of pitcher Owen Coker. So they're going to work it right there. Tap the glove, coming over from first base, Daniel Holton. Probably wanting to run just a little bit, trying to stay loose. Carson O'Brien going to swing his arms back and forth. Stay ready in case he gets to field the ground ball. Here comes the first pitch, top of the second. Low for 1. Stepping into bat for Central Catholic. The shortstop, 24, Evan Deanhart. The step back in. They have an open stance. Here comes the second pitch from Coker. Ground ball right back to Coker. Picture perfect. Looks like a Memorex from the first inning. He'll throw on the first base. And Daniel Holton will record the out. 1 out, top of the second inning. Going to bat right here. Going to be the 9-hitter. He's doing the pitching for Central Catholic. Where's number 33, Bren Robbins? Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here's the first pitch from righty, Owen Coker, inside and tight. 1. Bren Robbins looked to be squaring up there, looking to probably put a bunt down. He's going to bring the third baseman in from here on out on this at-bat. Brock Martin, just behind the grass lip. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Brock Martin going to backhand, and he'll make the grab at third base. High throw. A little bit over the head of Holton. Goes back to the screen, and going to second base right there is Brent Robbins. We'll see if Brent Robbins is going to do the running for himself. I will say Coach Bordenay has the jacket on this inning. He's got gloves also. He's going to let Brent Robbins do the running for himself at second base. Stepping into bat, second time in the lineup, second baseman Owen Munn. For severe open stance, he'll close on the approach. Moderate lead there at second base. For Brent Robbins, here's the pitch from Coker. High and tight, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Lights are on right here. 7 o'clock straight up on my wristwatch. This game about 30 minutes in existence so far. And Coach Bordenay going to ask for a jacket. Going to run that jacket out to second base. Brent Robbins going to meet him halfway. That's your Coach Ryan Johnson. So Brent Robbins going to put the Navy jacket on right there. Going to remain the runner at second base. One out. 1-0 count to Owen Munn. Brent Robbins going to button that up, snap it up. Got the batting gloves on. Peering in, looking at signals, ball's live. Looking at second base out of the set position. Owen Coker looks again. You're going to deliver to the plate. Owen Munn swinging a miss. Pretty good cut. Owen Munn took his cut. Owen Munn did a lot of base running last year. He's got some wheels. Last year, worked himself hard in him. Coach Bordenay stepped him in to the leadoff batter this season. Here comes the pitch from Coker. Outside of ball. Taking off for third base. Going to be a, going to get by the glove, off the glove of Martin. Going to jog in, set home plate. Look to be a sure out at third base. Couldn't get the tag on him. Ball went by. It was retrieved by left fielder Matt Harker. Clears the bases. One run in. 4-0 contest. Top of the second inning. At the plate, second time, Owen Munn going to face a 2-1 count. Working from the windup, Owen Coker. Swung on, foul tip, back to the screen. It bounces right back. They got a brick wall there. Brick wall, probably about 4 feet high, 3.5 feet, something like that. Very similar to Chicago, where the Cubs play. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Coker. Swung on, ground ball. Going to be fielded by the third baseman, Brock Martin. Off his glove, he'll pick it back up. He'll throw just behind Owen Munn, reaching first base. We'll have to check the scoreboard, see what they're going to call that. My guess is it's going to be an error. They'll call it an error. He'll reach base by error. Owen Munn at first base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Andrew Quinn going to walk out, going to talk with his infield. And we'll mention again, Clinton Central Bulldogs, they got their first game conference game. It's going to be a doubleheader. They're going to play at Sheridan Saturday, the 16th of April. It's going to be at 10 a.m. and then a game at following. They say 12 noon. It probably won't be quite 12 noon. I have on my other list next game on their agenda to be Monday, April 5th, Bethesda Christian will visit Clinton Central. It shows on my list at 5 p.m. They'll walk out. Coach should say umpire Dan Adams. They'll walk out and try to break up the huddle right there on the pitcher's mound. And then Coach, I should say Dan Adams, he did coach. He coached his son Mark, brought him right up the ranks. And Mark is now an umpire. His son, what a quality family. So stepping in, second time at the plate, Carter Johnson. Where's number 25, left-handed batter at first base, Owen Munn. One out, top of the second inning. Pickoff move, first base, back in, head first, Owen Munn. Holton puts the tag on him. Left-handed batter out of the box looking for signals. No signals given. He'll set back in. Carter Johnson. Left fielder wears 25. 0-9 at first base with one out. Working from the set, he'll try a pickoff move once again. Not quite as severe, yet back safety, head first, as Owen Munn. They're keeping him close at first base. They know he stole second outright in the first inning. Pretty good lead right there, Owen Munn. Working from the set, peering in. Here comes a pickoff move once again. Safe at first base. Probably has room for another half a step or better. Back to the hurler. Peering in, looking at signals from the stretch. That's Owen Coker. Set position. Pickoff move, fourth in a row. Keeping him close to first base. Trying to get his catcher, Cole Davison, every opportunity to throw him out at second base. At first steal attempt, successful. There goes Owen Munn. Take the bunt, he'll pull it back. And coach, I should say, Phil Matero, the B umpire, put his hands up. They're going to call a balk, I do believe. Has to be the call. So he'll be safe at second. He got safe. He was stealing second. He got that outright anyway. So if that was a balk, I got to mention I'm in a tight spot right here. I can hear nothing else but my words in front of the microphone. I can't see, hear anything on the diamond. So ball's made live by umpire Dan Adams. Key position, runner at second base is Owen Munn. Carter Johnson, he squares the bunt. And nobody covering third base right here. Number 32, Brock Martin, was coming in to field the bunt. Pulled the bat back to get Carter Johnson. If third base had been covered right here, he might have been dead to rights. But safe at third base is Owen Munn. Here comes the pitch from Coker, just high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Four attempts at first base. Carter Johnson's been at the plate a long time. Here comes the pitch. Coker, he'll take one to the left center. It's going to be called for by the left fielder. Catch is going to be over the glove. Couldn't get it. Ball off the glove. Going to go to the warning track. Coming in to score is Owen Munn. Round the second base, he's into third base standing up. Carter Johnson took it the other way. They're going to call that reaching third by error. So he's at third base now, Carter Johnson. Gotta mention, that wind is whipping. You can just look at Owen Coker's jersey. It's a bit slack right there, and you can see the wind blowing his jersey. As mentioned, probably 30, 35 mile an hour gusts. It's sustaining probably 20 mile an hour. Here's the pitch from Coker. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer, he'll foul it back out of play left side. It'll hit the cement. It'll bounce on out. First time I've been here to Loeb Stadium with this new stadium intact. I was here a couple of times when it was the previous stadium. It was nice then. Here comes the pitch. Owen Coker outside the ball. Tim goes one ball, one strike. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Bats in the third position. He'll pick up some of those curveballs, or maybe some straight pitches. Last year, he hit a couple long balls that went long. Swing and a miss. Strike called. I should say strike two. One ball, two strikes. He'll tighten the gloves. He'll step back outside the box here. Take his customary practice swing. He steps back in. From the stretch, now the set. Checks third base. Here comes the pitch from Owen Coker. Swung on, going to foul it back out of play, straight back. One ball, two strikes. Going to stay in the box with the same count. One out, we're in the top of the second inning. Two runs in, 5-0 contest, stepping back in. Ryan Schumer, 1-2 count, set position, Coker, here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, strike three. Pretty good backdoor curveball. It climbed its way back in, got the outside edge, and Ryan Schumer will go down with a backwards K. Two outs, top of the second inning. Stepping back in can be T.J. Bell. He's doing the designated hitting in today's ballgame. Where's number 16, right-handed batter. Here comes the first pitch to Bell. Swing and a miss, strike one. Working at third base, Justin Brady. Stepping back in, here comes the 0-1 to Bell. Curveball, strike called. Breaking pitch started at the elbow of Bell. Broke right in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at singles. He's shaking off a couple. Here comes a set. Let's see what he's going to call. Swung on, foul ball, left side. Going to be off the wall, fielded by Coach Quinn right there. Coach Quinn looks like he could suit up. He probably is suited up. He's got that overcoat on. I imagine he and Coach Bordenay could play in this ballgame if it's good. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a drive to right field just beyond the outstretched glove of the first baseman. Going to be a single and an RBI for T.J. Bell coming in to score from third base. Carter Johnson. I misspoke, called him Justin Brady, but Carter Johnson comes in to score. Justin Brady coming to the plate to bat. Coach Bordenay going to make a switch in the lineup. Going to send a pinch runner out for T.J. Bell. We're going to see number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to enter the ballgame. He's playing center field. He'll stay in the ballgame, and he'll stay in the game now for himself. They're going to do away with the designated hitter. And T.J. Bell got a base hit, and he'll sit in the dugout. So three runs in here in the top of the second inning. Stepping to the plate. Going to bat. Number 32, Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Pretty good lead right there for Tyler Fox at first base. Pickoff move. He'll get back hit first. Reading that right foot pretty good. Tyler Fox looking for that right foot. Out of set position. That right heel comes up. He's coming after him. That heel stays down. His leg goes up to pitch. He's going to the plate. Here comes the set position. Owen Coker delivers. Backdoor curveball, strike. He's got that pitch down pat. Tell you what, with that wind blowing out to center field, you've got a lot more resistance off of the revolution for that curveball. Working from the set. Looking at the plate. He'll try another backdoor curveball. It stays a bit outside. One ball, one strike. At the plate for Central Catholic, 32, Justin Brady. From the stretch, he'll look at first base. Now the set position, Owen Coker delivers. Swung on, I think it's to center field. Going to one-hop the center fielder. Caleb Houston, round second base. He'll go into third base standing up. That's Tyler Fox. And a base hit moves the runner. Credit the base hit to Justin Brady. So 6-0 contest, two outs, top of the second inning. Stepping into bat. Gonna call the singles right there. Stepping out in front of the plate is Cole Davison, Bulldogs catcher. He gives the signals to step back behind the plate, stepping into bat. Catcher Jackson Kane wears number 3. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Going to step off the back of the rubber. Owen Coker. So he'll step back in the rubber, working from the stretch. He'll peer in, look at signals. His catcher, Cole Davison. At the plate, right-handed batter, number 3, Jackson Kane. Just look at third base. Here comes the pitch. Kane going to take it over the shortstop. Dead base hit in the gap left center. Going to be fielded by the center fielder, Caleb Houston. He'll throw it in, hit the cutoff, Carson O'Brien. Knights going to come in and score 2. They'll work it right there. Coming in to score first was 14, Tyler Fox. And then after Fox, number 32, Justin Brady. So he'll jog off the diamond after the base hit. Jackson Kane will jog on in, get his gear put on. Knight's going to go with a pinch runner at second base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Andrew Quinn is going to call a timeout. To talk to his infield just in front of the mound in the synthetic grass. So, good ball game. We knew it was going to be cold. You knew both of these teams want to play. For sure they do. Some teams went down to Tennessee. I don't believe it happened for either of these teams. Probably played four, maybe six games in a warmer climate. But I don't think it was a lot warmer, but still a little bit. Going to have a pitching change. As home plate umpire lets us know. Going out to do the pitching. Going to be number three for Central, for Clinton Central. It's going to be Carson O'Brien. He'll move over from shortstop. He'll do the pitching now. Usually a shortstop can pitch, has some velocity. Carson O'Brien now working as the pitcher for for Clinton Central. And I'm taking some ground balls there at shortstop. Try to collect that number. It is number six. Then you switch places. Owen Coker now is going to play the shortstop position. He gets some warm-up tosses over to first base. So warming up another right-handed pitcher, Carson O'Brien. Runner at second base for Lafayette Central Catholic. Two outs. We're in the top of the second inning. So they're working from right there. They're going to brief the pitcher right there. They're going to let him know. They're going to ask him to maybe get a new glove on. He's got maybe a two-collar glove. You got to have a solid collared glove. It can be multi-collar. Probably what they did. He picked up another glove. It's solid collar. So they'll go with that. A little bit of a disadvantage for the batter should he have a multi-collared glove. Even though he had two collars, that's multi-collared. So we get a conversation right there with base umpire Phil Nocero. Phil Nocero, Dan Adams probably knows more about baseball than anybody else I can think of. So they'll get some more tosses right there. We're going to see a left-handed batter step in momentarily. It's going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to step in. Working them arms once again, as he did, shortstop position. Carson O'Brien, you know, wake them arms back up. He'll step in. Stepping in, don't want to take that signal off the rubber. He steps in, set position. Here comes first delivery from O'Brien. Outside edge, strike called. Caden Minnick at the dish. He watched that one come in. It pretty much painted the outside edge. One ball, no strikes. Carson O'Brien peers in, set position. Doesn't check second base, throws to the plate. High or mid-range and tight. Ball one, count goes one and one. Excuse me. One and one. They got 2-0 on the board. Difficult. They're probably working from a soundproof room also. Right to my right, couple. Very nice quarters up here, no doubt. Ball comes in tight, going to hit him on the backside. Ascend the base runner back to second base. That's Hudson Gutwine. Number nine, he's a pinch runner at second base. Hudson Gutwine, 5'10", 150. He's a freshman. So two aboard, first and second base. Caden Minnick at first, Gutwine at second. Two outs. Stepping in, Evan Deanhart. Number 24, the shortstop. PNN, here comes a delivery from O'Brien, high and tight. Deanhart had to kind of dodge that one in his own batter's box. Step back in. One ball, no strikes, two outs. First and second base. Five runs in here in the top half of the second. Set position. O'Brien delivers. Low for ball two. Taken off for second. Third base. Double steal. Both runners safe. Gutwein safe at third. Throw was good from Cole Davison. Just behind the sliding Gutwein. Runners at second and third. Two balls, no strikes. Set back in, right-handed batter, Evan Deanhart. Runners aboard for Deanhart. Here comes the pitch from O'Brien. Swung on. He'll take it over the head of the shortstop. He's going to score two. It's going to be a single. A two-run single for Evan Deanhart. Took it over the shortstop's head. Bouncing in there to left center field. Two runs in. Runner at first base. Got himself there by base hit with two RBI. Evan Deanhart at first. Stepping in, going to bat second time. Central Catholic pitcher, number 33, Bren Robbins. Central Catholic, another game supposed to happen in a couple of days. Lafayette Jeff will be at Central Catholic. And then the next day, Central Catholic will be at Frankfort on Friday. First pitch inside and tight, ball one. Right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Top of the second inning, peering in, signals, set position. Carson O'Brien delivers outside a ball. Count goes 1-0. Appearing in the dugout, get some instructions from Coach Andrew Quinn. He'll step back in the rubber. He'll look and get signals from the stretch. Now the set, right-handed delivery from O'Brien, high and tight to Bren Robbins. Ball two. Check that, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. We'll see if Bren Robbins has the green light. He may not. In all likelihood, he will not. Here comes a set. Carson O'Brien. Here comes a delivery. Right down Meridian, strike called. O'Brien pretty much knew the plate might have been wide open. He hit that strike zone. Count goes 3-1. Hitter's count now for Bren Robbins. He's looking for another hittable pitch. Runner at first base. Set position. The check first. Over the shoulder, here comes a delivery to Robbins to be hit by pitch. Turns to get the brunt off of it, off his back number. He's okay. Bren Robbins jogs over. Coach Bourdain wants to jack it back out to Mr. Robbins right there. He'll be the runner once again. Probably going to keep him running. I say what, that's a good way to stay warmer. That might be his logic. See what, his logic is way higher than my own. So stepping into bat, we're going to see batting for the third time, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn steps in, right-handed batter. Two runners aboard, first and second base for the Knights, two outs. Here comes the first pitch to Owen Munn. Swung on. He'll take it to center field. He's going to one-hop the glove of center fielder Caleb Houston. He'll throw it in, hit the cutoff. Shortstop. They'll get it right in there to Owen Coker. Coming around third base to score is Evan Deanhart. Deanhart, a two RBI single, finds himself at home plate. Eight runs in here in the top of the second inning. Two outs, stepping into bat, number 25, Carter Johnson. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Bren Robbins at third base. There comes a set, now the delivery. Looking to take home plate. He's going to take home plate. Bren Robbins scores the run. Ball gets by the catcher. Veers off the glove. Goes to first base dugout side and back to the screen. Coming in to jog across home plate, Bren Robbins. 12-0 contest. 9 runs in here in the second inning. 2 outs. 1 ball, no strikes. Left-handed batter, number 25, Carter Johnson. Runner at second base for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. O'Brien, strike called. So we'll step back in, left-handed batter, Carter Johnson, runner at second base, stepping in the rubber. Right there on the hill, it's Carson O'Brien. He came over from shortstop position in long relief. Here's the pitch, outside a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Second signals, none given. Going to run hover at third base. I should say at second base. Doing the hover right here is Owen Coker. Trying to hold him still. He'll go back play position now. Here comes the delivery. Swung on. Ground ball pitcher. Carson O'Brien plays it. Goes to first base. Gets the put out with Daniel Holton. 9 runs in here in the top of the second. At the end of 1.5. Central Catholic 12. Clinton Central coming to the plate. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at FTCSales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. They're at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, Frankfort, Indiana. Take some pauses on the infield right there. Going to throw one down. Going to one-hop the glove. Shortstop, Evan Jehart. Bren Robbins still doing the pitching. Getting ready to pitch in the bottom half of the second inning. Working there in the right-handed batter's box. Getting ready to step in for Clinton Central. Number 32, Brock Martin. Brock Martin plays third base. Having a bit of a conversation with home plate umpire Dan Adams. Say what, that's probably a quality conversation. And then that is absolute fact. So stepping in, Brock Martin, a little bit of an open stance, working from the windup, both feet on the rubber. Here comes the wind and delivery from Bren Robbins. High for ball one. Step back to the rubber. 1 ball, no strikes. Brock Martin, third baseman in the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Thigh high, outside edge. Count goes 1-1. Step back in. Tap the plate. Here comes a wind-in delivery from Robbins. Outside a ball. A bit low. Count goes 2-1. Straight away center field right here at Loeb Stadium. 414 feet. That's almost like Victory Field. That's 418 at Victory. Outside edge. Strike called. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Down the left field line is 340 here. Down the right field line is 315. Here comes the pitch. swung and a miss off the glove of Kane, goes back behind him. Count goes even at 2-2. Missing in the left field alley. Not quite the alley. Looks like 358. Right there in front of the water slide. This water slide looks pretty fresh, pretty fun in the summertime. Outside in swing and a miss. He'll go after it. Brock Martin will go down on strikes, swinging. He'll throw it around the lineup. And right there in right center field. Looks to be about 382. Might be 362. These bifocals, they're lineless, but they're not spectaculars. I'm glad I have them. So 12-0 contest, stepping in. Bottom of the second inning at the plate for Clinton Central, number 12, Cole Davison, the catcher. He'll take a shot to left field. Going to get the win, going to hold up maybe a little bit, and catch is going to be made in left field by Carter Johnson, out number two. Gave that ball a pretty good ride right there. That was number 12, Cole Davison, just a freshman. Both these teams working with the catcher position done by freshman athletes. That means they may have a 3 years to go if they can stay with it. That can make them even that much better. Outside of ball, Bryn Robbins in the batter's box. Number three, Carson O'Brien, also a freshman, now doing the pitching for the Bulldogs. Here comes a wind-end delivery from Robbins, outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Bryn Robbins trying to make him fish. But Carson O'Brien, nothing doing. Count goes 2-0. Here comes a wind-end delivery from Robbins. Swung on, foul ball, right side. Last opening in the dugout right there. First baseline. Nice dugout. It goes inside. So they'll hold on to that ball. We'll see if it's okay to use. It did hit some brick. Here comes the wind-end delivery. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Going to be a foul ball. Just barely foul. First base. A position. Made a good call right there. It was almost over the base. So right there, number three, Carson O'Brien. He would have been headed for second base without a doubt. Maybe third had that ball stayed fair. Count goes even at 2-2. Two outs. There's a wind-end delivery from Robbins. Going to call strike three. They're going to set him down backwards K. Three outs. Here in the bottom of the second inning, at the end of 2, Central Catholic 12, Clinton Central 0. Well, Mission, this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street. Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, you can find them at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And also inside, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Visit them at TitusBakery.com. On the web again, that's TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in, if only to please your taste buds, at Titus Bakery and Deli. So while this is early in the season, I'm going to go ahead and mention, these are high school rankings. These are national rankings. Here's a top 10. They played at least 6 games. Number 1, St. Mary's Prep. They're out of Orchard Lake, Michigan. Number 2 is IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida. Number 3 is Buford. They're out of Georgia. Number 4 is Barbie. They're Lake Charles, Louisiana. Number 5 is Sierra Canyon. That's Chatsworth, California. Number 6, Santa Margarita, They're out of Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Number 7 is Orange Lutheran out of Orange, California. Number 8, The First Academy. They're out of Orlando, Florida. And number 9 is Tompkins out of Katy, Texas. And at number 10 is Stoneman Douglas out of Parkland, Florida. Those are the top 10 high school rankings in the nation. And that was tabulated on the 22nd of March. There comes the first pitch, top of the third inning. Ryan Schumer takes a strike. No balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer at the dish. He's a three-hole hitter. He'll step back in. He'll take a drive, foul ball, right side. They're going to get a new ball in play here. A lefty out on the hill right now for Clinton Central. Doing the pitching is Daniel Holton. Daniel Holton comes over from first base to do the pitching. Left-handed hurler, Daniel Holton. Stepping back in, one ball, two strikes. Ryan Schumer, lefty facing a lefty. Outside just ever so slightly, ball two. I take that back, ball one. Count goes one and two. Nobody out. Daniel Holton going against Ryan Schumer. Peer in, look at signals. Here comes the wind and delivery, the 1-2 pitch. He'll foul one back to the screen. Kent will remain 1-2. Daniel Holton working there. He'll get a new baseball inserted here in the lineup. Stepping out of the box, now stepping back in is Ryan Schumer. Here comes the wind and delivery. He'll take a drive over the first baseman's head. Base hit. He'll bounce a couple times. Right fielder Ethan Walker will play it, throw it back in. Base hit for Ryan Schumer. He's going to remove those batting gloves. Hand those to first base coach Ryan Johnson. Stepping into bat, we're going to see Tyler Fox. First time at the plate, first time this season. Tyler Fox, the batter, batting for himself. Foul ball, right side. Just left the first base. I'll throw it back over. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Where's number 14? He's 6'1", a 165-pound junior. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Be a foul, just foul, just beyond the line. It might have got the line, but before it got to the base, it was a foul ball. Maybe a couple hops playing the ball right there. It was number 3, Carson O'Brien. O'Brien started at the shortstop position, did some pitching last inning. Now he's at third base, working from the stretch, now the set position. Here comes the pitch for Daniel Holton, outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Tyler Fox, I understand last year as a JV player, he hit the ball very well. He's in the box right now playing in a varsity game. Here comes the pitch from Holton, inside a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The sun's dissipating just a little bit. Lights are on. Here comes the pitch from Holton. Low for ball two. Check that. It's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Count goes full. Working from the stretch. Now the set is check first base. Delivery. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tyler Fox goes down swinging. One out. Top of the third inning. One runner aboard for the Knights. He's at first base. Ryan Schumer, the lone runner. Stepping in the back, we see Justin Grady. First pitch outside the ball. Jackson Kane going to reach the on-deck position. Swing the weighted bat, and he's got the aluminum right there at his feet on the surface. Here comes the pitch for Holton, outside of ball. Count goes 2-0. Walk back to the rubber, left-handed hurler. 25, Daniel Holton. Moderate lead there at first base. For Schumer, here comes the delivery. Going to go back up the middle, line drive caught, going to be a doubled up at first base. Not much you could do about that. Ball off the bat of Justin Brady. And Dodd doubled up there at first base. Schumer had no chance. Two outs, double play right there, makes it three in the inning. Knights do not score in the top of the third. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. Clinton Central coming to the plate. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. We'll mention basketball is completed. Knights, we'll say the Knights played well enough to probably win, but did not double overtime this past Saturday. Knights couldn't get the win, but we was hoping they would. But anyway, we'll mention, so you're listening to this varsity baseball game, this Internet Radio Athletic Contest is made possible by ASO. That's audiosportsonline.net, providing Internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a broker. She's a realtor. Century 21 Sheets. Century 21 Sheets located at 4929 East 96th Street, Indianapolis. She's experienced. She's knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. She does listen. She has care and concern, helping you find the home that you are looking for. Lisa Stokes Bear, give her a chance. Give her a call. You can reach her by text or by telephone at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. So they're working on the hill once again. Bren Robbins getting ready to pitch in the bottom of the third. Jackson King throws a frozen rope. One hops the glove of Owen Munn. They'll throw it around the infield. Bottom of the third inning, stepping up to bat for Clinton Central. Going to be number 21, the right fielder, Ethan Walker. Ethan Walker is junior class member. He's going to step in, right-handed batter. Bottom of the third inning. So he'll walk up to the plate. Good hand clap from head coach, third base, Andrew Quinn. Steps in now. That's 21, Ethan Walker. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. First pitch from Robbins, swinging a miss. He'll step back in, no balls, one strike. Ethan Walker for the Bulldogs. Here comes a wind and delivery. Swing and a miss, strike two. Bren Robbins going to blow some hot air into that right fist. Tell you what, they quite done a lot in a cold, brisk night like this. Roger Clemens did that on a warm night. Look what he did. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. Curveball broke in there for a strike. Takes the pitch, strike three. One out, bottom of the third inning. Schumer going to put the ball back in the glove of Bren Robbins. Left-handed batter stepping in. Number 25, Daniel Holton. He started at first base. He's now doing the pitching for the Bulldogs. He'll take a first pitch strike outside edge. Daniel Holton stepping back in. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Swung on. Ground ball left side. He'll be gloved by Schumer. He'll make the throw to first base. Schumer way out in front of the shortstop, Evan Dehart. But if he can make the play, they make the play, and Schumer gets the put out at first base. to Carter Johnson. Take that back to 32, Jepson Brady. Stepping into bat, number 11, second baseman, Clayton Stevens, another freshman on this Bulldogs baseball team. Here comes a pitch. Tried to check and swing and say no. Called it home plate, strike one. A step back in, number 11, Clayton Stevens, second baseman. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind-in delivery from Robbins. Outside, a ball. One ball, one strike. Steps back on the rubber. Peers in, looks at signals. Brent Robbins. Kane sets up for the 1-1 pitch. Low in the way, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Second baseman, Clayton Stevens. First bat attempt as a freshman in varsity baseball. Here comes a 2-1. Swung on, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. A step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. That wind fluttering the pant leg of Brent Robbins. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So they'll go down in order. The Knights will bat in the top of the fourth inning. At the end of three, Knights 12, Clinton Central 0. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners, and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can go to the website. It's ajsignproduction.com. We'll mention you can reach them by telephone, 317-984-3765. By cell phone or text message, 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production, Arcadia. Takes some more tosses right there on the hill. Holton, I should say, back in the saddle, left-handed pitcher. Pitches man, he wears number 25. Holton getting some warm-up tosses. Freshman athlete doing the pitching. They pitch two freshmen here back-to-back. We'll mention the first freshman sent out there, Carson O'Brien. He was second in relief. Right now in relief, another freshman pitcher, Daniel Holton. Across it down to second base from the hand of Cole Davison, a throw around the infield. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, top of the fourth inning, going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to step in. 5'10", 170 athlete from the freshman class. Here comes the first pitch from Holton, top of the fourth. Low for ball one. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, he'll step in. No signals given. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Holton to Kane. Strike call, inside edge. One ball, one strike. Loeb Stadium. Flag is blowing from right to left to cross the diamond. Ball outside, 2-1. Couple of flags, one here, one across the way. And what a nice festivities right here, I'm sure, in the summertime. Ball inside low, count goes 2-1. Check that, 3-1 on the count. Here comes a wind and delivery, the 3-1 pitch. Inside and tight, ball four. Jackson Kane takes a 5-pitch walk. Coach Bournet going to make a decision over there, going to call time. They're going to take Jackson King, put him in the dugout, get his gear on. They're going to let someone run for him. It's going to be Gutwein, number 9. Hudson Gutwein going to go back out, do the running for the catcher. Jackson King. So working from the stretch, stepping into bat. Central Catholic Knight, Caden Minnick. First pitch outside of ball. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Playing right field. Caden Minnick, 5'11", 155, a sophomore. Working from the stretch, there's a delivery from Holton, high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Caden Minnick, pretty good eye there at the plate. I remember last time at the plate, he took a lot of pitches. High out of the zone and outside the zone, like that one, outside a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Runner at first base is Hudson Gutwein. He's doing the running for Jackson Kane. Nobody out. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Caden Minnick looking for signals, none given. So Chabornet hands behind the back. Here comes the stretch. Now the set. Holton's delivery. Swung on to take it to the left field. There's going to be a foul territory. It's going to hit the surface and pop out of play. Giving it a good chase over there was left fielder Matt Harker. Count goes 3-2 to Caden Minnick. Ball's made live. Here we go. Working from a stretch, now the set. Holton to Minnick, 3-2 pitch. He'll take it to shortstop. One hop, shortstop, they go 6-4. Couldn't bring it to 3, no throw. Minnick, he was scorching the diamond, trying to beat that out. He did it with no problem. But he lands at first base with a fielder's choice. And then puts Gutwein out of play. He puts the dog back to the dugout after the fourth out at second. 6-4. So one out, first pitch, stepping into bat. 24, Evan Dienhart. One ball, no strikes. Step back in. Wind fluttering. Say what, it's a windy day. Here comes the pitch, swung on. You'll get another base hit, you'll go to the other side with it. One hop, the left fielder, Matt Harker, and going into second base right there. Central Catholic Knight. And Caden Minnick at second. Evan Dienhart at first. Bren Robbins getting ready to bat with one out. One out. Top of the fourth inning. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes a pitch from Daniel Holton. Just outside a ball. One foot in the box, one foot out. A couple of signals might have been given. Then a hand clap from Coach Bournet. One ball, no strikes. One out. Top of the fourth. Runners at first and second. Here comes the pitch. Holton, curveball, broke inside. Lefty facing a righty. Bren Robbins, the righty. Daniel Holton, the lefty pitcher. Peering in, looking at signals. Check second, check first. Here's the pitch, the 2-0. Swing and a miss, Bren Robbins. Outside pitch, swung at it. Went fishing. Two balls, one strike. Set position, Holton, he'll check second. Here's the delivery. Inside a ball. 3-1 pitch on the way. Step back in the rubber, check second base. There's a set position. Here comes a 3-1. Swung on. Going to pop it way up. High fly ball. It's going to be foul territory. Playable. Couldn't make the catch. Difficult play. Trying to make that catch right there with third baseman Carson O'Brien. Might have been a better angle for the shortstop, not trying to say what to do. But that ball was fluttering. I tell you what, it's like a Chicago wind here today. So, count goes 3-2. I believe so. Yes, 3-2 count, one out, ball's live. Two aboard, first and second for the Knights. Bren Robbins at the plate. High and outside, ball four. Bren Robbins going to be asked probably to run again. He'll put his jacket on. Timeout on the diamond. Central, should say Clinton Central coach. Andrew Quinn going to walk out, have a conversation with his infield. Bren Robbins going to stay at first base, going to put the jacket on. He's been on three times this game. He's put his jacket on each and every time. Doing the snap-up routine for the Central Catholic Knight jacket. Conversation right there on the hill. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, their car Quest Auto Parts. They're in Cicero. I talked to Joe Dean. Joe Dean was all good for advertising on Put Me in Sports for Central Catholic Baseball. He's hoping some of the patrons right here might give him a call. We'll mention that CarQuest Auto Parts, Dean's Auto Parts. They're at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. They are locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. First shot going to be taken. First swing off the bat of Owen Munn goes to left field. One hops into the glove. Working there in left field for Clinton Central. Making the play. They'll work it back in. And bases are all occupied here with one out, top of the fourth. At the plate, stepping in, 25, Carter Johnson. One ball, no strikes, one out. Bases all occupied. Here's the pitch, Holton. Low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. It is brisk, as mentioned, not above 45 degrees. Probably feels like about 35. Ball outside edge, caught it for strike. Strike call, the 2-1 count to Carter Johnson. Pretty good wind, blowing out, it's blowing right to left now. It started the ball game straight out to center. Stepping off the back of the rubber. So he'll step back in, stretch. Pickoff move at second base, backhead first. Didn't make the throw. Holton didn't make the throw, but Bren Robbins was back in, head first. Two balls, one strike, one out. One run in for the Knights. Here in the top of the fourth, there comes the pitch from Holton. Outside, low, ball two. Check that, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Both umpires sporting the gloves. 3-1 pitch on the way from Daniel Holton. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. Going to push one run across the plate with that pitch. Evan Jeanhart scores the run. Two in here in the top of the fourth. One out, stepping back in, number seven, Ryan Schumer. Tell you what, the Lafayette Aviators, pretty good club, I'm sure, to watch play here. That might have been them we saw warming up and taking batting practice when we got here. First pitch, ball outside to Schumer. 7:59 on the clock here at Eastern Time. It swung on. It's going to be popped up on the infield by Schumer. catch is going to be made. So infield fly rule was in effect. All the base runners just stay put. It's just a routine fly ball. Nothing happening with an infield fly other than he was out if the ball landed uncaught. So two outs. Two outs on the diamond, bases still loaded. Here comes a wind and delivery from Holton. Ball one outside to Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox started this game. He's still playing center field. What about an inning and a half? T.J. Bell was the DH. He reached first base. Tyler Fox came in, ran for him. Coach Bournet let T.J. Bell bat twice and let him have the day off. So a ball outside, two balls, no strikes. Working from the windup, here's the pitch, Daniel Holton. Right across the dish, strike called. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Top of the fourth inning, two runs in. 14 runs on the board for the Knights. Foul ball, back to the screen, Tyler Fox. Coach Andrew Quinn chasing that down. I say, why, Andrew Quinn? I said, I did some umpiring for an adult league last fall. I'm sure Andrew Quinn could play on those teams that I was umpiring for. Coach Dudley from Frankfurt does, and he's pretty good. Foul ball, left side. Couldn't even be gloved by Coach Bournet. As mentioned, Central Catholic will be at Frankfurt on Friday, the first day of April. Head coach, Dudley, right there. That's who I'm speaking of. Pretty good athlete on the baseball diamond. Fly ball, right side. Going to be in fair territory. Couldn't make the catch off the glove. Hit the surface. Coming in to score. Two for the Knights. They throw it back in the infield. Runners on the corners. Still two outs. So, two runs in right there. And I'm stepping into bat. Number 32, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter, first pitch, low and away for ball one. Working from the stretch, looks at third base. Carter Johnson at third base. Wide lead at first. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Count goes 1-1 to Carter Johnson. Tyler Fox getting a pretty good sized lead. They're trying to get him to be played upon. They're not going to play upon him. Outside of ball, they're throwing back to first base, and they'll get him there. That's the full way to get him. Got him back on the way back. Nice throw from Cole Davison. Nailed him back at first base for out number three. Through three and a half, Knights in front. 16, Clinton Central coming to the plate. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. At Target Sports, they're at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. You can buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. Visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports, Larson and Sons, right there in Sheridan, Indiana. Taking some warm-up sauces still on the hill. 33, we'll double check there, 33, Bryn Robbins. Still blowing some hot air into that right fist. And I cannot blame him. The chilly night. And they say tomorrow it's going to get up to about 70-something. But that's because the wind that we're getting right now is going to blow that warm weather here to Indiana. And it's just going to be here for one day. They're talking about some rain late tomorrow. And late tomorrow, early afternoon, maybe evening. But then Thursday, we go back to about the same temperature we are at today. So Central Catholic will be home with Lafayette Jeff. If they weren't home with Lafayette Jeff, they'd be playing right here on Thursday. But it's the home game for Central Catholic. And that's where it will be. We hope you'll tune in. That game's slated to start at 6 p.m. And then we'll mention they'll play the following day at Frankfort. That game also slated to start at 6 p.m. So 7 in the bat for Clinton Central. We're going to see the leadoff batter, I should say the first hitter in the lineup. That's Caleb Houston. Where's number 13? Right-handed batter looking for signals. Gets a hand clap signal from Coach Quinn. Peering in looking at signals. Here comes the windup from Bren Robbins to Caleb Houston. Swing and miss, strike one. Pretty good cut right there. That was his cut. That was his first swing. That belongs to him. That's the way my dad told me. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, he's going to pop it up on the infield. Can be called for by the second baseman. Owen Munn makes the catch. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. So we're going to step back in the batter's box. We're going to see number 23 going to step in. That's Camden Coverdale. Camden Coverdale wears number 23. He wears 23 in each of their three uniforms. First pitch outside of ball. Right-handed batter, Camden Coverdale. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's a whine from Bren Robbins. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Might have been a foul tip. Nope, just a swing and a miss. Kemp goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Bren Robbins has gone the distance. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Taken for a strike. Kemp goes 1-2. Step back in. Camden Coverdale. Number 23, right-handed batter. Here comes the wind and delivery from Robbins. Outside edge, called strike. They throw it around the horn. They start at first base. Start at first base because that's the natural way to go on a drop third. A lot of teams don't do it that way. I mean, a lot of them don't. And I can't see why. Why do they? But anyway, two outs, stepping in. Left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind and delivery. Outside of ball. Stepping in to bat, Owen Coker. Owen Coker, where's number 6? Started this game as a pitcher. Steps in here to bat. Left-handed batter here in the bottom of the fourth. Inside edge, called strike. Coker a bit inquisitive on that pitch. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Swung on, foul ball. Can be fielded by the on-deck batter, 32, Brock Martin. He tosses it directly back to Bren Robbins. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Deep. They're playing deep on the infield. Here comes a wind and delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Go down swinging. Three outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. At the end of four complete. The Knights, 16. The Bulldogs, 0. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you. We'll mention it's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. or online at ftcsales.com. Or call us at 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy, low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They are open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, they're open 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. I get the warm-up office here on the hill. Clinton Central. Clinton Central Gophers, I should say, beg your pardon, Bulldogs. I'm thinking of Clinton Prairie. They weren't Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie. They were both in the Rangeline Conference when I was in high school. That was 35 years ago. But anyway, so getting some warm-up talks and waiting for getting the gear put on. Cole Davison. He'll get the ball handed to him. And he takes some more warm-up tosses. We're in the top of the fifth inning. First batter we'll see in the top of the fifth, 32, Justin Brady. Behind the dish, playing the catcher position now, is Owen Coker. Owen Coker, as mentioned, started as the pitcher. He's going to shake hands with home plate umpire Dan Adams. Owen Coker went to shortstop position. Right now back at the shortstop position is number 3, Carson O'Brien. They throw one down on the hill. Doing the pitching for Clinton Central here in the top of the fifth inning is Cole Davison. Cole Davison, he went the previous 4 innings behind the plate as the catcher. He's going to be the 3rd freshman athlete that has pitched in this ballgame for Clinton Central. Let's discuss some stuff right here. I'm near the pitchers, man. I'm talking about the signals. Getting them worked out. So that's Cole Davison working right here with his catcher, Owen Coker. That's just the opposite how this game started out. Stepping in, top of the fifth inning. Going to bat. It's going to be 32, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. He's going to work from the stretch anyway. He figures he probably does a lot of relief pitching. Maybe not a starter, so he'll go ahead and pitch from the stretch. They're going to send a guy down for bullpen activity. First pitch came in, ball 1. Left-handed batter right there for the Knights. Second pitch comes in, tight inside. And then my wife just texted me, let me know that it was 37 years ago when I was a member of the Rangeline Conference going against Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie. This comes in inside edge, strike called. That's number 12, Cole Davison. Count goes 2-1. At the plate, Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, first base. Backhand, going to make the play, he'll flip it to first base. They'll get the out. Well done. Making the play there at first base is Daniel Holton. He was way off the bag, made the stop, had to reach down and pick it up. By that time, he tossed it over to Cole Davison. He was covering first base perfectly. It was a close play, but they got him. So Justin Brady, out number 1, stepping in, Jackson Kane. Here comes the set, and here comes the delivery. Jackson King going to foul tip it straight back. Going to bounce high, almost in the glove right there. Number 6, Owen Coker. He's going to trade baseballs. Might have had a cut on it or something. Home plate umpire is going to pocket that baseball in his left pocket. He's going to move it to his right pocket. He's got to see that chamber he'll go to next on the next ball needed. Working from the set position. 0-1 pitch, to Jackson Kane, high for a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, right-handed batter, straightaway stance for the freshman, Jackson Kane. Here comes the delivery. Outside a ball. Tell you what, I'm not sure if Clinton Central got to participate in the scrimmage. Central Catholic did. I'm guessing they liked being there, but it was darn cold. Foul ball. He got ahead of that one. Pulled the trigger early and went way out of bounds. Left side down the line, Jackson Kane. I know the first six guys that faced the 94-mile-an-hour robust Jesuit Braves, only one of them hit the ball to the infield. 4-3. So, set position. Here comes a 2-2. Outside of ball, gets by the glove, bounces back, and bounces halfway back out to the pitcher. Pitcher's mound. So, the count goes 3-2. 3-2, one out. Stepping back in. Number 3, Jackson Kane. He's facing Cole Davison. Set position. Here comes the pitch. 3-2, fouled back once again. Staying alive in the box. Jackson Kane's got that apparatus on that left foot area. Trying to head off one of those foul tips right there. Keep yourself safe. 3-2, second time to number 3, Jackson Kane. Swung on, fouls back once again off the screen that time. Count goes 3-2 again. See, when I used to be a PA announcer back in my hometown, high school, I used to keep track. How many foul balls can a guy hit after getting a 2-pitch strike on him? I saw a guy hit 8 with 3-2 count. That's a lot. Next pitch comes in low for ball 4. Mentioned the record for MLB. It used to be 13 foul balls in one at-bat. I believe since then, that has been surpassed. More than 13 foul balls in one at-bat. That's about $5 a ball for the MLB. So he makes the board. Jackson Kane takes ball 4 and a very good earned at-bat. Stepping into bat, 20K Minnick, left-handed batter. Take a pitch inside edge, strike called. On the hill for Clinton Central, number 12, Cole Davison. He peers in. He's a good pitcher. You can tell. He's going to step off the back of rubber. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals from Owen Coker. Set position, not much of a lead for Jackson Kane. Here comes the delivery. Swung on, foul ball, left side, off the left-handed batter's box bat, right there for Minnick. The toss one out, toss the baseball back out. Count goes 0-2. One out. We're at the top of the fifth inning. 16 runs in for the Knights. Clinton Central play defense in the top of the fifth. The peer over gets a set position. Davison looking over his right shoulder at first base. He'll deliver to the plate. Short hops the base, right, the plate right there. Ball's thrown down by Coker. And Jackson Kane going to stay put as the ball gets out to shallow, very shallow center field. Picked up out there by 13, Caleb Houston. I've always wondered why a pitcher would go to set position and then look over his right shoulder at first base. That just seems so uncommon. It kind of throws off your want to and your how you're going to throw it to home plate on the pitch. And we just first saw why he showed up the plate right there. Off the glove, going back to the screen. Minnick in the box takes ball 2. And the runner moves from second to third base. Jackson Kane, the lone base runner for the Knights. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Caden Minnick at the dish, sophomore athlete, playing right field, set position. Becomes a delivery from Davison. Low for a ball. Count goes full to Minnick. Cole Davison and a step back in. Runner at third base is Jackson Cade. He's in the dirt area. Not going to use that turf for the grip. Swung on. Ground ball. Second base. Off the glove. Going to make it to the outfield. Going to get by the right fielder. Cade Minnick going to reach by air, and he'll go ahead and take second base. Also, coming in to score, Jackson Kane. I think that might be an RBI for Minnick. Not quite sure, but he's at second base now, coming in to score, Jackson Kane. One run in here in the top of the fifth. Working from the stretch, Davison. Stepping into bat. Evan Dehart, take that back. It's going to be Hudson Dewine. He'll take one down the left field line. It'll drop in, base hit. Scoring from second base is Caden Minnick. It's going to be a double for Hudson Dewine. Dewine had entered the game three times as a pinch runner. He stays in the ballgame here. He bats for himself in the eighth spot. He gets a base hit down the left field line, turns it into a double. And it's score one, and it's from second base. Two runs in here at the top of the fifth. There's one out. Here's the pitch, outside of ball. Brent Robbins, the nine-hitter at the dish. Right-handed batter. He's gone the distance from the hill. Working from the stretch. Davison. Here comes the pitch to Robbins, outside of ball. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Brent Robbins looking for one he can handle. Davison peers in. Here comes the delivery. Outside of ball. Good block right here outside by number 6, Owen Coker. Clinton Central has athletes. They are versatile. They can play a lot of positions. Coach Andrew Quinn has a good team in this future, for sure. There's going to be a line drive rope over the shortstop. Brent Robbins is going to get by the left fielder. It's going to roll to the warning track. They're going to pick it up at the base of the wall. Brent Robbins is going to be at second base. And staying at first base is Gutwein. Excuse me, at third base is Gutwein. So runners at second and third. One out. So stepping into bat, we're going to see number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn got himself aboard at least a couple of times in this ballgame. He was the leadoff batter in the ballgame. He'll take it to over to second baseman's head. No, he'll make a catch. Ball hits the surface. Dropped the ball. Had it once high. Had it once again low and then couldn't make the catch. And Owen Munn going to reach base right there. By air. So runners at each base occupied, one out. Timeout on the surface. Coach Andrew Quinn going to have a conversation with home plate umpire Dan Adams. I'm sure it's a congenial conversation. Coach Andrew Quinn can call somebody out of the dugout. It's going to be number 22 going to enter the ballgame. It's going to be Zayden Nagel Moore. He's a sophomore. He's listed as an infielder. He wears 22, all three uniforms. He's going to enter the ballgame. Then taking a seat right now, we'll see. It's evidently going to be number 11, Clayton Stevens. He pulls Clayton Stevens out of the ballgame so he can go down and take some bullpen activity in the left side there, third base dugout bullpen. So good option right there from Coach Andrew Quinn. So he's going to enter the ball game right there. Quinn comes out of the game, coming in the ball game for Quinn right there, number 22, Zayden Nadel Moore. And we're on the play again. Off the bat, going to go second base. Good smash hit, 25, Carter Johnson. Off second baseman right there. Pretty hard shot right here. We'll have to see. They're going to call that reaching base by error. So we look at the scoreboard. The official scorer says that was not a base hit. So three runners aboard, one out. Stepping into bat for the Knights is Schumer. Ryan Schumer swinging a miss. Left-handed batter. That's in the third position. Last year, earned the respect at the plate. Batting the fourth spot a lot of the year. Here comes the pitch from Davidson. He'll take a foul ball backside and go over the backstop. It's going to land in the seats there. They're going to track that down. Probably not souvenir baseballs here in this high school game. Now, in the final game at Victory Field, all four of those games, I'm sure they are souvenir baseballs. Stepping back in, Ryan Schumer, 0-2 count. One out, bases loaded. Working from the stretch, the set position. Here comes the pitch from Davidson. Swung on, he's going to pop it up on the infield. It's going to be foul territory. It's going to be caught in fair territory. Davidson makes a great catch fighting this wind. Tell you what, that was a very fine catch. Looked like he was going to catch it in foul territory. They were first baseline, about two-thirds of the way down. They're going to throw over to third base, and they're going to get the force out at third base. Didn't get tagged up. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Three runs in for the Knights here in the top of the fifth. Clinton Central getting ready to bat. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. It's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com on the web and Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're located right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them at TitusBakery.com. Again, that's TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. You can visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County and stop in to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. Throwing a new pitcher out there in the bottom of the fifth inning. Taking some warm-up tosses is number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox is 6'1" junior, weighs in at 165. He's listed as a pitcher and an outfielder. He started this game in center field. He's worked his way into the ball game. Other than just a position player for the DH. He's in the ballgame full-fledged. He's doing a pitch here in the bottom of the fifth. Warming him up still is Jackson Kane, freshman athlete behind the dish. They're throwing the ball around the diamond. Getting ready to bat. First batter for Clinton Central. Here in the bottom of the fifth is going to be number 32, Brock Martin. Brock Martin's going to step in here momentarily. Getting some final warm-up tosses right there. We'll mention internet radio, putmeinsports.com. You can listen live or you can listen later. We bring the game to you. We thank you for listening. High school varsity sports. You're listening to Put Me In Sports, Central Catholic Knights and Clinton Central Bulldogs. Both these teams looking to be in action yet again soon. We'll mention next game on the agenda for Clinton Central. Bethesda Christian will be at Clinton Central 5 o'clock on April 5th. That's Monday. So they're working it right there. Double check that. That might not be correct. I might have been looking at 2021 Max Press. Don't quote me. Check your web page. Here comes the first pitch. Tyler Fox. Outside of ball. Step back in. Right-handed batter. 32, Brock Martin. Here comes a wind and delivery from Fox. Swing and miss. One ball, one strike. Pretty good cut right there. Brock Martin, senior athlete. That same cut right there is going to help him jog the bases later on this season. Let me short hop the glove of Jackson Kane, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Right-handed batter, Brock Martin for the Bulldogs. Here comes the wind and delivery from Fox. Swing, foul tip. Around the plate, going to go behind the plate, going to be kicked up by the on-deck batter. He elects to have a jacket on right there. Well, chilly, brisk night, no question. He's going to take that jacket off now. He is the pitcher of record, Cole Davidson, on deck. Timeout, Jackson Kane, going to jog out, talk to his pitcher. Tyler Fox, working some signals right there, probably so. Difficult way to go when you don't know what pitch is on the way. That does happen once in a while. 2-2 count to Brock Martin. Here and then looking at signals. Here's the wind, Tyler Fox delivery. Outside of ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Jackson Kane likes to sprawl out there about a 3-2 count. Look like Pena. Remember Pena from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He used to put his leg right out there. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 count. Brock Martin peering in looking at signals. Tyler Fox delivery. Swung on, foul back, out of play. Still a 3-2 count. Brock Martin keeping himself in the box. Quality at bat on the way. 3-2 count, here's the delivery. Swung on, going to be right side, fair ball, going to be gloved by first baseman. Nice first baseman is Justin Brady. Backhand, left-handed player. Backhand, that right-hand made the grab and then told Fox, I got it, I can stand on the bag, he gets the out. One out, bottom of the fifth inning. Andrew Quinn comes up with slaps a medium 5-32 Brock Martin. Quality at bat. So stepping back in, that Davidson. Going to bat for himself. He's the pitcher of record. First pitch comes in low for a ball. So Tyler Fox also going to breathe some hot air into that right hand right there, another right-handed pitcher for the Knights. Here comes the delivery. Just outside, ball two. At the plate, number 12, Cole Davidson. Cole Davidson, a freshman. Pretty good-sized young man. Going to drive one, going to move third base side. Schumer picks it up, throws on the run. Couldn't get the throw. Couldn't grab it. That was 32, Justin Brady. Couldn't make the stop. Going over to second base, standing up, is Cole Davidson. Cole Davidson standing at second base. That first baseman is at first base to take away a throwing error. Couldn't grab it that time. So stepping in, going to bat for Clinton Central. We're seeing number 3, Carson O'Brien. Right-handed batter. Runner at second base, one out. Here's the pitch by Fox. Short hops the glove of Jackson Kane. Keeps it in front of him. He's going to ask for a new baseball. The baseball probably has some dirt in the seams. I mean, a high school game, not quite like an Indianapolis Indian game or an MLB game. Anytime that ball hits the dirt, they insert a new ball because of dirt in the seams. Not going to get the curve like they wanted. Going to swing on. You're going to take it to the left center field. Couldn't make the catch. Ball goes over the glove. Double check there. Carter Johnson started the game in left field. Coming in to score. Going to be an RBI. Cole Davison. Going to call that an error on the play. Coming in to score was Davison. And I'm working right there now at second base. Carson O'Brien. Even though that wasn't a hit, I'm sure Carson O'Brien quite happy to be at second base. I mean, I would be. Right-handed batter at the plate. Right-handed batter, first pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Ethan Walker, junior athlete, right fielder, or his number 21. Ethan Walker takes a good cut. 0-1. Set position, Fox with the delivery. Low and outside, ball one. Count goes even at 1-1. Jackson Kane, timeout again. Going to meet Tyler Fox about halfway out. Conversation right there. Quality words. You know they were needed. So play will continue. One ball, one strike. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Ethan Walker. Peering in, looking at signals. Ball's made live by home plate umpire. Here comes the delivery. Short hop the glove again, Jackson Kane. They're going to keep this baseball. Don't want to go to the well too many times. Count goes 2-1. 2-1, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. 19-1 ball game. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Count goes 2-2. 2-2, one out. Step back in. Ethan Walker, runner at second base. One run in. Davison scored the run. And he works, the pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Runner at second base, stepping back in. Number 21, the right fielder, Ethan Walker. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Here's the pitch from Fox. Swung on, foul back to the screen. Staying alive in the box, the quality at bat in the process for 21, Ethan Walker. On deck, warming up, Daniel Holton, number 25. Comes the set position. Here comes a 3-2 once again. Swung on. Going to be out in front of home plate. Fair ball. Going to be fielded by Kane. Kane might have drug the foot off that. He's safe. Kane's throw went wide right. And Justin Brady, to field the baseball, the throw brought him off the bag. He tried to keep that toe on, but the play is called by the B position umpire. Runners on the corners. Stepping in the bat, left-handed batter, Daniel Holton. So he'll step in. Left-handed, runners on the corners, one out. Infield at regular depth. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Jackson Kane. Played it to the left of him, off the glove. Trying to catch that ball inside out. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed batter, Daniel Holton. Runners on the corners, one out. Outside, ball two. Tyler Fox getting a good entry right here. Pitching in their first game of the season, along with Clinton Central. Here comes the pitch. Inside tight. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Quite a blessing to play on a surface such as this. Both these teams will look back at this first game and check out their progress as the weather gets better. Ball low. Take that back on the call, our strike 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. 1 out. Runners on the corners for Clinton Central. Here comes a set. Here comes a delivery. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Daniel Holton, one of the 4 freshmen that started this game for Coach Andrew Quinn. Set position. Check third. Here's the delivery. The 3-2. Short hop to glove. Going to be ball 4. On the move from first to second. Slid in head first. Didn't need to. But he's a team player. Did anyway for ball 4. Bases are loaded. Clinton Central. Jackson Kane. Another conversation with Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox blowing some hot air into that right hand. Chilly, chilly night. Some teams didn't even play tonight because of the weather. These 2 teams here love the game. Set position. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Inside edge. Knee high. Batter in the box for Clinton Central, number 11, Clayton Stevens. Clayton Stevens, a 9-hitter, also a freshman, playing second base. Set position, here's a delivery. Swung on, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Runners on each base. We're in the bottom of the 5th inning. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Working from the stretch, now the set. Tyler Fox delivers. Inside a ball. Count goes 1-2. On deck for Clinton Central, the leadoff batter is Caleb Houston. Set position. Fox delivers. Curveball, back door, finish low. A backdoor curveball, that means he started the pitch away from the batter. Curveball brought it back in. It's like, that's why Pete Rose was a switch hitter. He watched it all the way. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, he'll go, gonna be a foul tip in the glove. He'll go down on strikes. 2 outs. 2 outs, we're in the bottom of the 5th inning. Bases loaded. Stepping in the bat, right-handed batter, number 13, Caleb Houston. Set position, Tyler Fox. Checks third, here's the first pitch to Houston. He'll ground 1, shortstop. They'll go 6-4, and they just do make the play. Evan Deanhart fumbled the initial pickup, went back down, got it through to 2nd base, got the out to Munn, and the ball game's complete. Final score, Central Catholic Knights, 19. Clinton Central Bulldogs, 1. We thank both coaches, both athletic departments, Clinton Central Bulldogs, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Coach Andrew Quinn, a quality man. We look for him to have a good, good season this year at Clinton Central. And Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Coach Tim Bordenay. We hope for the Knights to continue a good season. We hope that both teams get plenty of games in, and I hope that COVID can just be a word, and that's all. So we thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for soundcheck, checking in with us. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for Central Catholic going to happen Thursday. Check the weather forecast. Thursday, it'll be at home versus Lafayette Jeff, as both coaches pat each other on the backside and a bro hug, and that's good. And we'll mention Thursday, it's going to be Lafayette Jeff at Central Catholic. That game's slated to start at 6 p.m. We'll hope it's not too terribly cold, but put me in sports planning to be there. And we'll absolutely mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.
I don't know. You want to talk live? I'm still open.
Yeah.
If you want to hear, if you don't want to, you
can. I can.
Hey, we're post-game right now. We're going to talk to Coach Bournay. I tell you what, Coach Bournay, it felt like football weather, but you guys weathered the storm.
Yeah, no, I thought, it was a good opportunity to get out here and play, and, it wasn't ideal conditions, but I thought our kids did a good job. I thought Bryn really did a nice job on the mound, through strikes and challenged our hitters, and I thought our hitters did a good job at the plate most of the night, looking for a good pitch to hit, and did a good job with runners in scoring position.
Like the wind was windy, and so in Chicago. You probably liked the Chicago weather, did you not?
Yeah, no, it was what it was, but we fought through it, and I'm proud of our guys for being mentally strong enough to fight through it and play.
When you get a chance to play here, you like to take advantage, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful ballpark. We love coming over here, and it's good way to start the year, and playing over here at Loeb and getting off the right foot. So we're pleased where we were after tonight.
We're looking for a home game Thursday.
Yeah, we're at home on Thursday, and we get a lot of rain here tomorrow and Thursday morning. If that's the case, then we'll come back over here and play. If our field takes the rain, we'll play at home.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, we're back pregame. We're going to talk to you. Coach, do you go by Andrew or Andy?
Andrew, please. Yeah.
Andrew, I tell you what, Andrew, Quinn, you coach a very good game.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Scoreboard might not have shown it, but I was proud of our guys for staying in it all the way to the last out.
I tell you what, you guys played hard. You had four guys in the freshman class starting this game. You've got a nucleus for years to come.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the program moving forward. We lost a handful of really quality players that graduated last year, and there's definitely spots up for grabs, and there's plenty of guys chomping at the bit to get in, and I was real proud to see our freshmen come out and compete for us today.
We got a kid named Holton playing for you tonight. He had a brother that graduated. Talk about him.
Yeah, so JT or Daniel?
JT hit the home runs, right?
Yeah, JT hit the home runs. I mean, he pitched a lot of big games for us. He was a pleasure to coach last year. He's at IU Kokomo. He's doing great as a freshman for them. He was a joy to coach. It was a pleasure to watch play. He worked really hard, and I'm excited to see Daniel hopefully take after his older brother.
I feel like you got a lot of guys having fun. I mean, it was not warm out here, but you got to think about the first game of the season. They're going to look back, remember how cold this was, and they get to play in good weather. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I saw a bunch of guys that got jammed on some pitches, and their hands were getting real rattly, and, you know, we dropped a couple balls that we probably should have caught, and maybe that's from the cold, maybe it's from the wind, but, it's high school baseball in Indiana. You got to be ready for snow, rain, sleet, hail, and hopefully sunny in 75, so hopefully we get more of those games this year.
You know what, you got some games coming up. You got Sheridan. You're going to have a doubleheader there. Do you have one before then?
Yeah, so our home opener is actually next week. Our Bethesda game got canceled, but we're opening at home against Pioneer next Thursday, I believe. Real excited just to get the field ready for that and to get the boys an opportunity to play in front of the home fans. But, Sheridan's going to be good competition. We're going to have a loaded conference again this year. Delphi's going to be great. Carroll's going to be great. Rossville's always competitive. Hopefully I'm not Eastern. Obviously he's going to be up there as well. You know, we're going to play against good competition this year, and that's going to hopefully help us get better. And when the games really count towards the end, hopefully that means we're ready to play.
I was talking about the audience at the time. I was talking about the Range Line Conference. You ever heard of that?
I don't think so, no.
I was in the Range Line Conference. I played for Hamilton Heights. Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Zionsville, believe it or not. Hamilton Southeastern, believe it or not.
Well, thank God we don't have to play against some of those teams right now because LCC is a great team. But, man, Zionsville would be scary to play first game of the year. But, no, we got some good competition. There's great competition all around the state, especially at the 1A level. We're going to be playing some good teams, and hopefully that means we can come away with some quality wins this year.
Track you. I'm going to let the audience know.
Awesome. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you,
man. I appreciate you. You're the best. Yeah, of course.
Yep.
You too. Thanks for doing that. I'm going to do Mike's first stuff.
Okay.